Did you ever wonder how a Catholic priest could make it to the Times Square billboard in New York City? How someone could make a top-ranking podcast about the Christian Bible? Welcome to Speak Up, the podcast for high-performing introverts, including you social introverts, where we reveal the secrets of charisma and communication from the A-listers so that you get the recognition and opportunities you deserve. I'm your host, Laura Camacho, your magical communication godmother, coach, and strategist. So today we're going to talk about Father Mike Schmidt. He is famous for his podcast, The Bible in a Year. For the third year in a row, his podcast has been number one on Apple Podcasts in all categories. That's as of January 23. So that's last year. I assume it's still doing well. And an interesting study from Edison Podcast Metrics shows that approximately 30% of that show's listeners do not listen to other podcasts. I just found that funny. Anyway, he's known for his charismatic personality. Of course, he has a deep understanding of the Bible, but he's able to connect with listeners from all walks of life. And he's very well respected and known for spreading a message of faith and hope. So, what can we learn from the charisma of this priest? Three qualities of Father Mike Schmidt's charisma are, number one, be yourself. Yes, and that's also known as being authentic, and we talk about it a lot. Father Mike comes across as genuine and sincere in his communication. I mean, even if you don't like the Bible, think it's, you know, ridiculous, if you listen to him talk, I mean, the guy comes across as not trying to deceive you. He's just very down to earth. And that allows him to connect with the audience on a personal level. And that's so important. You have to have competence, and you also have to have connection to be a charismatic leader or to have executive presence. You know, he's not trying to be Mr. Sophisticated, not trying to be a celebrity. He's being himself. He speaks very fast. He's not egotistical at all. At least that's not how he comes across on the podcast. So listeners trust him and feel comfortable engaging with his confidence. So the takeaway I see for you is to remember to always be true to yourself and your values and your beliefs in your interactions with others. And I know that you know that, but yet we've all had the experience of, you know, faking it sometimes to fit in, and it just never works, and it usually makes everything worse. It's okay to disagree without being disagreeable. In certain situations, it's fine to say, well, I know everybody believes X, and I have the unpopular opinion that Y is actually correct. So this applies especially in your public speaking and presentations at work. You need to be yourself. And one way you can do that is to share stories from your personal experience that relate, of course, to the topic. So that's number one, be yourself. Number two, be relatable. Father Mike has a knack for making the complex theological concepts accessible. I mean, have you tried reading Leviticus? So many things are just like, what? You don't even understand what they're saying. But he's good at using everyday language and relatable examples to illustrate his points and makes what he's sharing like relatable. And that's what we have to do if we're talking about technology or accounting rules or compliance or security or privacy. Like, it has to become relatable to your audience. When you're the subject matter expert, it can be easy to get so excited and you give too many details. It's much better to start high level and give more details as you answer the questions. Being relatable is key for charisma, also executive presence. Use straightforward language. Unless you're talking to a technical audience, then you can use your jargon, because that actually is a shortcut. All right, one more way to be relatable is to encourage audience participation and feedback by asking questions. So that's on being relatable. Number three, act excited. It's wild to me that Father Mike's passion for sharing the Bible is really evident. His delivery is off the charts, energetic and enthusiastic. You mean, it sounds like this is the most important thing that he's ever done in his life. And that enthusiasm inspires and motivates others, because enthusiasm is contagious. And a lot of times we think, well, when I tell them how great this thing is, you know, that I'm pitching, they're going to get excited, but I'm not excited because I already know. But it does not work that way. If you want other people to respond with enthusiasm, you need to bring enthusiasm. And of course, not every day are you going to be like so excited about your work. So you need to be clear on what truly motivates and excites you and channel that into your communication, whether you're speaking, you know, one-on-one or in a public environment. If you need a boost, which we all need sometimes, you can move your body, stretch, or listen to one of your favorite songs. If you want to inspire action, and I know a lot of you do because you're asking me about it, I want to inspire people. You need to convey the importance of what you're talking about. And one way you do that is through enthusiasm. Another way you can do that is saying, this is important because, and that sentence starter really will compel your audience to listen to what comes next. If you've coached with me, you've heard me tell you that. This is important because is a great sentence starter that gets people on board with what you're talking about. So to recap the takeaways from today's A-List Charisma Mini about Father Mike Schmidt, remember to 1, be yourself, 2, be relatable, and 3, act excited. And that will make you to be an A-List charisma expert communicator yourself. Did you enjoy this peek into the charisma of Father Mike Schmidt? If there's someone that you would like to know more about in terms of charisma secrets, please email me at hello@speakupwithlaura.com. Thank you so much for listening and being here. I appreciate you so much. If you're not getting our weekly communication dispatch, please, without delay, visit www.speakupwithlaura.com and get on our Speak Up A-List. Have a great day, and I will catch you on the next episode. See you later.